So I enjoyed the Deadpool 2.
Good.
It's a good time.
Solo was dope.
That's what I hear.
I think I have zero complaints about that movie.
I mean, really, that's an achievement. The fact that some of the movies have been fairly questionable, the fact that you did one about somebody who I could really take offense at easily, and you didn't offend me, that's pretty good.
All I want to see is Lando. That's what I want.
You will get it.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's what I'm looking forward to in this movie, is Lando and Millennium Falcon.
Jeez Louise.
If they just renamed this movie Lando and the Millennium Falcon, I would be super stoked about it. Because that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think Glover nailed it.
He's a good actor, man.
Yeah, his Billy Dee Williams impression is amazing.
That's sweet. All right, so back to this thing. There's not much news. We got Iron Spider.
Yeah. I read about him.
That's about what you got. He sounds ridiculously good.
He does. He's just spraying webbing all over the place.
Ew. Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Yeah, totally. Skeet, skeet, indeed. I mean, after I read what he does, it was finally revealed to me why they ended up having to nerf Venom.
Oh, don't even get me going. The show hasn't even started yet.
Well, but come on. He puts out potentially 10 web tiles a turn. Venom could kill everybody in one turn.
Well, you know, he's Venom. I mean, he's got that going for him.
Hopefully his movie's good.
Flynn's Arcade said he was looking for people cosplaying as us at Phoenix Comic Con, but didn't find any.
Sit there with a half dozen weird pies and say things are dope. All right.
I'm excited for the mailbag, I gotta say, though.
Uh-oh. Why?
I don't know. Apparently someone needs to go pound sand. I want to know who.
Ah, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's because you weren't in here.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was Doctor Who to be watched. There was Civ being played. It's busy.
Freaking Time Lords. Someone has incurred the wrath, or at least ire, of Rey. I'm excited to see how it shuffles out.
No, it's actually
too hard to explain. I don't do any other segments, do I?
Cornish pasty. Freshly baked Cornish pasties.
So is that Ice Nine requesting that the next pie be a cheesecake?
I think he's just saying cheesecake is better than pie.
The best.
Right. I'm going to open it while everybody's typing.
Sure.
I don't hear any dissent from Ian.
No, I'm pro. Okay. Getting started a little bit early. I think I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Like I told you, I already accidentally read that Iron Spider thing, so I'll know what Craig's talking about.
Flynn's Arcade, once again.
Greetings, program.
I should have, I threatened to do it while you were typing. I should have followed through on that.
You know, we watched some Tron Legacy over the weekend.
We did. It was good. And by that, I mean it was okay.
Ah, it's a good movie. Not as good as the original. Still good.
Nope. That's true. I was entertained. Tron fights for the users.
He does. So, let me tell you about the comics that came out today while we're waiting here. It's DC Hanna-Barbera crossover day.
Ah, crap.
So, we've got Dino Mutt and the Blue Falcon hanging out with the craptastic duo of Super Sons, which is, you know, like fake Robin and fake Superboy. And
so it's like a craptastic foursome.
Nothing wrong with Dino Mutt and the Blue Falcon.
Oh, yes. Dino Mutt is not cool.
All right.
The Blue Falcon is barely cool.
I know there's still like 10 minutes left on the censorites, but they made me stop watching Doctor Who.
I was going to say, Craig also had to stop watching Doctor Who.
We have Aquaman.
It's an epidemic.
Teamed up with Jabberjaw.
Sure, that makes sense.
With a side story of Captain Caveman. So
that doesn't make sense.
That's good stuff. Well, it's not involved with Jabberjaw or Aquaman, like its own separate story.
Okay.
We got The Flash with...
Is he going to race Speed Buggy?
Speed Buggy! Yeah! Room zoom zoom!
That one makes sense.
So that's awesome. Then we got the one which has the sweetest cover. Because, man, is it a sweet cover. It is Black Lightning... with Hong Kong Fooey.
Okay.
With a bonus tale of Funky Phantom. So that's your Hanna-Barbera crossovers for this half of the year. Good stuff. The only thing that was not good stuff is that they were all $4.99 a piece.
Wow, comics are expensive.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah, and then Doomsday Clock came out, number 5. That was $5. And X-Men Red Annual number 1 came out. That was $5. So I got 6 comics today, and they were all $5 a piece.
Wow.
I was like, oh, jeebus. So it was $31 worth of comic books. I was super sad. Although there's that awesome Black Lightning Hong Kong food cover.
Yeah.
It is sweet. Dope. Sweet.
Yeah, $5 for a comic is outrageous. I'm glad I'm out.
Ooh, a little sweet.
A sweet reward. Diet Dr. Pepper.
Let me tell you how much I hate public swimming pools this week. Non-stop. Okay. Non-stop with the computer problems. Man, all day today I spent at the freaking pool. The problems make no sense. They come, they go on their own. It's driving me crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what I discovered that I hate this week. I hate, apparently, the last week of the school year. Just let the school year end if you're not interested in teaching them anything. Like, Owen and I got run out of 3 different parks in the same day because we were sitting there playing and it was immediately flooded by school-age children who were on a field day because teaching at the end of the year is hard. And unfortunately, when you take 60 school-age children and you supervise them with 1 to 2 teachers for every 60, they're all piles of garbage.
Yeah. Well, it's hot out, you know, so you don't want to keep them inside teaching.
Right. So every time.
And finals are like done. So
by the third park, Owen would see them coming. And he'd be like, Daddy, we got to go.
Aw, that's sad times.
You ready, Craig?
Said after 9 o'clock. It is after 9 o'clock. Holy smokes.
I could feel it in my bones.
Can you feel the 9 o'clock? All right. You ready to kick this off?
Yeah. I'm awake.
Yes.
I'm wide awake.
No, I do not have it open.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 143rd installment of the world's greatest Marvel Puzzle Quest podcast, The Puzzle Warriors 3.
Shockingly accurate.
With me, we got Ian. We got Ray. I'm Craig. Hello.
Hello.
Ka-chow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ta-chow.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
I've been watching a lot of Cars 2 with my son as well.
Oh, is that a thing they say?
They do.
All right. Not up on my Cars knowledge. I know that there's a truck named Mater.
keep living in that blissful ignorance.
That's
doesn't get better.
That's about what I know. All right. This is the week of May 30th through June 6th of the 2018. It's your Deadpool Daily Land. Today, Wednesday, Yellow Cyclops. Thursday, Blue Hood. Friday, the Black Doc Ock. Saturday, Yellow Thor. Sunday, Black BDSM Carol. Monday, Blue Battery. Tuesday, Purple Fist. And Wednesday is a Red Ragnarok.
So I know we don't really do it anymore, but the Deadpool dailies, I'm actually excited about one of these 3 stars.
Oh?
Ooh.
Tell me more. Yeah.
I have.
Hold on. Let's look.
You want to take a guess? Luke, it's going to be hard.
I do.
So it's Ragnarok?
No. Is it Doc Ock?
It is Doc Ock. I don't know how you guessed that. My Doc Ock is I'm rebuilding him because my Doc Ock is a 266, so I'm trying to read. So I've got, that's what I've got, you know, tons of is anything but black. So black Doc Ock, that's golden. That'll be fantastic for me. Anyway.
There you go.
All right. Over in your 5-day 4-star cutters. Now we got to call Mater.
Yeah, seriously.
On the Titans. On the 28th was whoop, whoop, whoop.
Mr. Bombastic.
Fantastic. How did that go for you?
I eked out a win today, despite what I was planning on. I really wanted to give up, but I said, you know, if I give them a little bit of boost in ISO and try to focus on getting a couple of Imaginats out.
Oh, you mean
I
AP?
Should do okay.
A boost in AP? But,
Nope. ISO to give us more levels.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Gave him a couple more levels. Got a handle on denying pink and putting out Imaginats. And it worked out.
Nice.
I really gave him a sound thrashing.
Really wish they would make Imaginats stack.
Yeah, I understand.
He would make him so much better.
True. But yeah, that's how I was able to pull it off, was throw out the imagine that and just match the other colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Work
get
every
some,
time.
Get some stun off now and again.
Yeah, occasionally. I really found that the denial was key because no matter how few, no matter for a while, no matter how much I denied and no matter how few trapped pink tiles I calculated were on the board, he would always have 10 and always manage to do my full health and damage. And I'm like, come on. It's ridiculous. But I won, so I complain no more.
Nice.
Coming up number next on the second is Nova.
Mm.
And he'll, you know, pew-pew his way to victory, I'm sure. Not worried about that one.
Yeah, I don't. I can't. Let me go to my favorite infographic brought to you by Samurai Incorporated. I don't know if 232 is going to hack it, but if I can bump him higher than level 127, we'll see. It all depends on who he's fighting. Unfortunately, my infographic tells me he's fighting a different brand of automobile, which doesn't help me at all.
Okay.
That is what the infographic says.
Yeah, it's a dope picture, but I don't know cars or
he
not
says
something.
It's Nova versus Falcon.
Oh, I get it. That's a strong maybe then.
Because, you know, you have like 700 turns until Falcon's ready to kill you.
Right. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping.
Wait, but it's Falcon, not Captain Falcon.
Oh, right. 3-star.
Oh, 3-star Falcon?
Mm. That guy's tough.
He is going to be a little bit more difficult. Of course, you don't have to worry about the AoE so much, but the shields are going to reduce your damage quite a bit. Shields versus strike tiles.
Yep.
True that. All right. Report back. Talk to you next week. Moving on. We got Web Wonder is running now. 16,000 gets you 3 battery men. 32,000 for Red Marka. 57,000 for the CP. Top 50 folks is Red Hulk. And 51 to 400 is Psylocke. So coming up next, starting tomorrow, which I have no details on at all, is Shield Training and Spider-Man versus the Sinistics. And Deadpool versus MPQ is also coming up right around the corner. All those things will give you ways to get the new Spider-Man Iron Spider that we will talk about shortly.
Yeah, sure. Well, but not mentioned isn't the final day of the Web Wonder. Doesn't that get you another Howard cover?
I'm sure for the 30th time in a row, it will purple. Give me not the one color of Howard that I need. And he will forever stay with, you know, as a 255 or 552 or whatever I got him at.
I just need not purple.
I haven't met 255. I just need green.
Ah, I feel like I have him something good at like 433 or less, maybe 333. I don't know, but it's been working out okay with Howard. I'll be sure to play later tonight or tomorrow and get that mystery cover.
Mystery,
not purple. Not yeah. Purple. Anyway,
PvP land. We're in between seasons right now, so you got the Black Vortex running. That'll get you a red Gamora, a red Nova. Some CP, top folks are Peggy, and 11 to 50 is Black Panther. Coming up next will be the Hay season, Soul season. That being said, Ian, hit me with some pie.
Oh, snap. Let me tell you about what will turn out to be a Cornish pasty.
A freshly caught Cornish pasty?
No. Man, you have been working that angle.
Sorry, man. I've been listening to a lot of Harry Potter recently, and that's all the jokes that are in my head.
I guess it's funnier for me because I've known you for so long that you try to sell it as recently. I've been listening to way too much Harry Potter recently. By that, I mean for the last 12 years. It's more like a delicious British hot pocket than it is a pie.
Hot pocket.
Yeah. And for something based something in the Cornwall region of England, it's not disgusting. It's I really feel like Craig did everybody a service. It's really just a hot meat pie with the crust folded over. There's beef in there. There's turnips in there, diced potatoes, onions,
carrots.
Season it to taste and bake it. Yeah, you could put carrots in if you'd like. I'm very flexible on the vegetables that that you can add. Now, the only thing that I find outstanding about this this pastry is that it is a protected it has a protected geographical status. Cornwall has locked down the pasty officially with the EU, and you must call it a Cornish pasty. I didn't know that anybody would be that committed to a treat that they would need to regionalize it in an official standing, but they have.
I'm more amused by the fact that the people on the Discord are really upset that you keep calling it a pasty and not a pasty.
I'm not calling it a pasty.
Don't call it a comeback.
This is my faithful Seriously. Servant, Patsy.
I'm going to call it a gyro next. I do what I want. I'll call it a UK pasty and have my good friend Jenda punch me from across the ocean. But anyway, so that's a Cornish pasty. Brought to you, as always, by my personal hero and savior of the segment, this guy.
Yes, as Alpha T points out, they are also popular up with the Oopers.
Really? The Oopers? You're just going to leave that there and think that people are going to get that?
People know what Oopers are.
This people doesn't.
I don't know what an Ooper is.
It's the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's also mentioned in American Gods. At one point, Shadow goes and he has a pasty.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Who doesn't know that?
In the show or just in the books?
I don't know if it's covered in the show. It is okay. Totally covered in the book and the comic book.
I'm going to go with it wasn't, because I don't remember that.
All right, fair enough. Moving on, then.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Iron Spider.
Word. Let's indeed talk about the Iron Spider.
He is a 4-star. He is a blue-green-red character, and he sounds like he's going to be sweet. No sweet. Quick reflexes is a blue passive. Whenever he makes a match, create 2 web tiles. Enemy powers deal 12% less damage to Spider-Man for each web tile on the board. Whenever Spider-Man takes damage from enemy power, remove half of all web tiles, round down. But boy, you reduce a whole lot, and then you lose half of them. But
yeah,
that could add up.
It can. Once you get to the other powers, we'll tell you more.
His green power is the ever so onomatopoeic name. Is that how that is? Words that make sounds?
Yes.
Onomatopoeia. Okay. Onomatopoeia?
Yeah. Something that sounds like what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. English is hard. Anyway, this power is called Thwip Thwip Pow. It's like click click boom.
I was
going to
say, is that what you call Jab Jab Cross?
That is what I call Jab Jab Cross. His webs hit 7 green, by the way. It will hit 8 random colored tiles, locking enemy tiles, fortifying any friendly tiles, and converts all the rest of them to even more web tiles.
So if you're not putting out, if they're not putting out tiles, you're not putting out tiles. That's 8 web tiles, plus the 2 that he got for making any match.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally going to call that power Skeet, Skeet, Skeet.
Yeah.
This blast.
It's family show.
Blasting web.
Ray's going to bleep that out. You're going to call it bleep, bleep, bleep.
Nope, I still think it's fine.
His red power is called Proportional Punch for 10 red. Deal 2,704 damage plus 1,083 damage for every blue, green, or red web tile on the board, and 542 damage for every other web tile on the board. So, man, this guy just wants nothing but web tiles. He's living for them.
Seriously.
Living. Man, he's just making a mess all over town. They covered that once, right, in Marvel? Those webs, like, disintegrate after, like, an hour or something, so...
They're biodegradable?
Yeah, because otherwise, all of the city should be covered in webs by now, because Spider-Man's been... Like, all over the place.
Yeah, they dissolve in, 10 minutes or something.
Oh, Ice Knight is for fighting.
No way. That was gold.
Ian brought that up before the show even started, and I was going to let it go. But no. Not my fault you guys broke Venom. You only did one thing.
No, pretty sure it was your fault.
Seriously. That was gold. Someone call the coroner. There's been a murder.
A savage beating. All right, you can recruit Spider-Man in all sorts of ways. Shield training starts the 31st at 7 a.m. on the Eastern Time. There's a Heroes for Hire store for 7,000 hero points. It will have a Nova, Drax the Destroyer, 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, and 20,000 ISO. In the Spider-Man and Friends event, it's starting on the 3rd. It's an 80-item vault, 1 legendary token, 3 beginner supports, 1 random Spider-Man Infinity War cover, because we can't just call him Iron Spider, apparently. Two random 4 stars from the call for backup missions. So those are options of Lockjaw, Nova, and Drax. 21 3 stars and 52 moonstones. And the special power-ups coming on Wednesday the 30th. That's today. They'll start today. Ends on the 11th. Type Spider-Man damage. Earned as progression rewards in Shield Training and Deadpool versus MPQ. Can be purchased with hero points in the boost section. Each stack adds 20% damage. So in Event Land, we got Spider-Man versus the Sinistix. Starts tomorrow at noon, where you can get a Spider-Man in progression rewards. I like that. That's good times. Your Shield Training rewards tokens to the Deadpool versus MPQ. And random cover of Spider-Man and more. More, Ian.
Is you can get more. Spidey versus the Sinister Six, is that a group thing? Or is that an individual thing? Because I only remember, it's only run once, correct? I've only played it once in my lifetime?
I think it's only run once.
Okay. And so I'm asking.
It's been a while.
Is it a...
Apparently it's been run twice. We just have terrible memories.
Well, yeah, but that was like back-to-back, so I counted that as once.
Fair enough.
So is it an all-hands-on-deck alliance situation, or is it a play at my...
I don't remember. Okay. People who play this game, is this a boss event or no? they're saying yes.
It is.
Yes, it's a boss event. So if you're in our alliance and you're not that schlub we had to kick for not playing the last boss event, play the boss event.
We don't know that he was a schlub.
He's a schlub.
Nope. Do you know why the other schlub didn't get kicked out of our alliance? I had a couple clears. I just ran out of steam early.
Because his name was Ian. Yeah exactly.
We'll do better this time.
Deadpool versus MPQ. You can get Spider-Man as a progression reward, and it rewards tokens to the Spider-Man and Friends Vault. And then the, I think it's the PvP, is called Made Up Name, where you can get Spider-Man as a progression reward there, and that will also get you tokens to the Spider-Man and Friends Vault. So there you go.
Yay!
Man, Ice is just savage to me tonight. I wasn't know if I could find out if the doctor helped the censorates or not. I don't know. I had to quit watching that episode to do this show. I was sitting here just streaming my Twitch, being all happy and stuff.
So sorry to wreck your joy. What do you do?
For the Soulstone season updates, they are small. Black Widow's going to become a latest 4-star, and Yondu's going to Vintage. End of news.
You could have tried to stretch that out a little.
Right.
I mean, end of line. That's it. That's what I got.
You could have peppered. You could at least pepper in some lies next time.
See if anyone's listening.
Right. For the upcoming Soul Calibur season, they've peppered in characters Ivy and Nightmare.
Hey, for something that's important, Wayworth just gave us a link. They posted the Sinistix event details.
Oh.
So let's see, 170,500 will get you an event token, 269,500 will get you a Psylocke, 500,000 is another Psylocke, 668 is a Red Hulk, 722,500 is another event token, and 900,000 will get you a legendary token. So there you go.
Cool.
I don't know, people who don't live here, what's our local news?
I came to visit for Memorial Day. We played a lot of board games. It was awesome.
That's true. We did play the King of Tokyo. That was a fun time.
Yep.
That was good. It was way better than I thought it was going to be when you started busting out those large punch-out cards and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is for 8-year-olds. Oh, no, wait. This is actually not bad.
Yeah. King of Tokyo was
solid. There actually is a Comic-Con in our region. It's in Altoona shortly.
There's a State College one, too, that's lesser than the Altoona one.
That's true. It did have, oh, my God, I just forgot his name. The guy who wrote the X-Men for all the years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Holy crap. Chris Claremont. That's his name.
Yeah.
He was there. I saw him.
Yep.
I wanted to punch him, and then he didn't.
Strong choice.
I moved on.
But yeah, the Sci-Fi Valley Con.
Ian bought some pops.
Yeah, Sci-Fi Valley Con's coming up soon. I got a flyer in the mail that said, come on, meet the cast.
It tells me that, that we can go meet. Yeah, well, yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could go see the, I'm sure, the Chewie's Gum guy for the 1,000th time.
He's not the Chewie's. Can he be there?
He's always there.
Is he?
Because Dante showed up, so if any other members of Clerks shows up, you always get the Chewie's Gum
That's
guy.
That's true. Chewie's Gum guy and Mr. Hush and Dante kind of travel together.
Oh, man, make it a living from that Chewie's Gum guy scene forever. Why can't I be in a movie when I was, you know, and just do nothing. good times. Let's hit the, yes.
You had mentioned local news. Pontiac actually did have local news. I had to get to it. The first one, we all know, the locals are complaining about everything and the mall closing and the old walkers taking over. I think that's happening in every...
The mall closed?
In every town. Everything in the mall is closing.
Oh, yeah.
The NEN's is gone now.
Yeah. Well, malls are circling the drain.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Atherton Street is getting a speed limit reduction.
Oh, that's bunk.
Between Mitchell Avenue and Prospect Avenue, 25 miles an hour, effective June 1st. And also, he said that his friend that feeds him all the local news is actually in town this week, and he sent a picture of the Skeller all boarded up, and it hit him in the feels, and he's never even been there before. So there you go.
No, the speed limit change has nothing to do with our municipal police where I work, because that is a state maintained road.
True.
So it's just the state being punks. Just like when they ruined the other road here, the high speed road by Raid's house, which is no longer a high speed road.
Right.
Yeah, blue course. Yeah.
Yeah. Used to be a convenient way to get from one side of town to the other. Now lights all over the place, speed limit way down. Yeah.
I like the way that they put that road in and they put these really sharp curbs on it. And then they lowered the speed limit because they said that the curbs were so sharp and high. I'm like, well, you put them in.
Right. Why, you could have left them? It alone.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, moving on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Max and Charlie die.
All right.
Spoilers.
Yes,
oh. They've both been dead before.
So this week I'll remind you about Two-Star Magneto and that he's a blue, purple, and red guy and what he does. You play him with Storm and Two-Star Hawkeye, and he fires his purple to make one or two critical matches if you're lucky, and then Hawkeye's purple kills everybody that Storm's blue didn't already finish off. More specifically, he has an ability called Iron Hammer that I'm going to learn about now because I don't know that it does tile destruction.
It does all the tile destruction.
If you get it all the way up to level 5, it blows up the whole board.
It sure does.
And it's a countdown tile hangs out there. When it counts down, it's a long countdown tile. Once you get to the it's like a 4 countdown tile, and it blows up the whole board. Purple, polarity shift. It costs 9. You can change... 3 regular is it regular tiles? Yeah, you can change 3 basic color tiles to blue, and you randomly create 5 red tiles. Magnetic Flux.
That's a good...
Yes?
The purple is a good time.
Yeah.
That's what he's all
about.
That
is what he's all about. That was his... Still is, but used to be his super bread and butter. He used to turn...
I like bread and butter.
Yeah, he used to turn everything blue.
I like toast and jam.
Stop.
Yeah.
Or at least wait for me to take a breath. Red, he makes a countdown tile, 3-turn countdown tile. It explodes and deals 2,000 damage to, maybe 2,100 damage to, no, 2,800 damage to the enemy. So he's his purple's the way to go. Anything beyond that is your preference.
He is all about using the purple to make blue so that Storm can kill people.
Right.
And then... Yeah, like you said, Speed Shot cleans them all up.
Right, right. Because he used to make too much. He used to make all the blue. I think he used to be able to target 5 instead of 3, and there was no random red generation. So he would make too much blue. That would feed into Mystique, which he would use to make purple, which would feed into his purple that he's used to make blue. And then you would do that for...
Ever?
Infinity turns in a row until you had no more enemies.
True story.
And that was a very short-lived oopsie in the game.
Because you could pick all 5 tiles, could you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was...
Yeah, you could make yourself have a good time.
That was juicy. But that's what we have left with Two-Star Magneto here in Always Sunny in Xandar. Is there an outro? What? I didn't mean to cause that much.
No, I didn't. I think I got to come up with something, though. But now I got nothing. Anyway, let's hit the mailbag then. Willie, what you got?
All right. Here's a mailbag.
Hey, Laugh's already snorted.
Brought to you by Willie Lumpkin. The first thing that I have is a comment on Craig's inability to do the metric system. So in metric, 1 millimeter of water occupies 1 cubic centimeter, weighs 1 gram, requires 1 calorie of energy to heat up by 1 degree centigrade, which is 1% of the difference between freezing point and its boiling point. Whereas in the American system, how much energy does it take to boil a room temperature gallon of water is go pound sand.
Well,
because nobody knows.
I don't care how much energy it takes to boil some water. I'll just turn the fire up higher. My brain has no tangible thing to decide how big something of that is. How big is 5 millimeters? I have no idea. You know, I know the conversions. I understand that an inch is 2.54 centimeters. I think that's what it is. If you tell me that something's 2.5 centimeters, I got no idea how big that is. You tell me it's an inch, I go, oh, I know how big an inch is. Sorry. I saw some article, you know, something, you know, it was a blah, 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 it was 5 meters. And I went, 5 meters? Why would I care about that something is 16 feet? That doesn't even make sense. That's not a measurement that anyone cares about. 16 feet? That's a dumb size. Give me 15 feet or give me 20. I don't want 5 meters. Get out of here.
Did this come up last week? Was I on the show?
It did, and I think you were.
All right. I don't remember it at all. I apologize. Because I'm trying to get the gist of it, and I feel like the gist of the message is Craig said something snarky, and someone else wrote the metric system's better than the measurements we use. And I'm like, yeah, everybody knows that, but there's nothing we can do about it. We're super committed to what we have going on over here.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
I'm not switching on all of my tools for new tools. Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, sorry. They tried that metric thing when I was a little kid. It failed. So I learned the English system, and the imperial system's what I got, and it's what I'm sticking to.
And it is by far the most confusing, disorienting system
ever. It's
terrible.
Ever. Everything like that's terrible.
Again, we also speak English, the most confusing and terrible language on the planet. Right.
No, confusing I'm fine with, but not it's not terrible. It just incorporates new words all the time. It's built right. to do so.
And words that have like 75 different meanings. Without like changing inflection at all, like
yeah, but then you've got other languages that, depending on how you how you put the emphasis on your syllables, the word changes.
Yeah,
no, I'll stick with English, but the metric system's just better.
It really
just
is. Saying. It is in anyway. Fact dope.
We also got a message from Virus Hunter regarding the chocolate pecan pie from last week. He says, thanks for fulfilling my request via Samurai to talk about that pie. I had it in Amish country in Lancaster County. I highly recommend that you have vanilla ice cream with it when the pie is warm. It's so good.
It sounds delicious. Thanks for the recommendation.
Okay. Chocolate pecan a la mode. Got it.
Yeah. Sounds good. Shard Attack on the D3 forum. Said that the comment on Diablo 2, the real reason for a high-def remake of Diablo 2 would be to be able to have a lag-free Lagomancer with 108 minions. Necros for life.
I agree.
I don't know how you get 108, but I'm bored.
That's a lot.
English to metric conversion. It's very confusing.
That's what it is, Ray. It's trying to convert Celsius to Fahrenheit. I don't know. You have to subtract 32 in the middle for no good reason.
But you're using the argument that the conversion between the two systems makes the one system bad, and that argument just doesn't that doesn't match. It doesn't fit.
That's true.
Sir Wookie Chris said
Wookie Chris.
To Craig and Ian, Hogwarts Battle is definitely co-op, and it's really fun. I've played with my wife, and it's her favorite deck builder. Neville is the best because he is the best healer. The game starts very easy, but gets harder as you progress and adds more books into the deck. Oh, and as you add more books into the deck. Jeff Duggan said he completely agrees. If you have Tabletop Simulator, he's also got a workshop mod that is used for Hogwarts Battle. He'd be happy to coordinate time to teach y'all.
Yeah, see, here's the only thing that makes me sad. I hate totally cooperative games. Someone's got to win a game.
I understand. He does say that it is a fully cooperative game.
It really is.
Yeah, that's not fun.
I did have an opportunity to play it. It's pretty fun. It's not great. Neville is the best. And I do hope it gets harder. And I hope later on in the game I discover something that provides me with card destruction so I can get some of the starters out of my hand.
If you're hoping it gets harder, Willy Swim also followed up and said, I've got it too. It's a really good deck builder. It starts super easy and gets much harder. There is an expansion that adds Luna and is ridiculously hard right off the bat. But if you like deck builders, it is one of the best out there. Wow. So there you go.
Shazam.
All right, someday I'll get around to buying the simulator, and then we'll try it.
Or I will just get, yeah, I would like to believe that, but what's more likely is I will just have to add Jeff and Willy Swim to my Steam friends and see if they want to play that some night.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting for the Steam sale to happen so they can sell it to me for less than $20.
Right. Because you can only spend $20 on Hanna-Barbera crossover garbage comics and not on a fantastic video game.
True story. All my money's already been spent on these comic books. I can't afford no video games.
Angry German said, I can't tell you.
Bin ein angry.
He said, I can't tell you how much I would enjoy a weekly segment of Craig impersonating Storm doing mundane things. With the quote, nature, fill my glass of water. Joe said, Ian listens back to the show. I avoid listening to shows when I'm a guest on them. And I don't listen to them either. I participate and then I edit. And that's enough. We are, as of this typing, 9 days away from...
Boo. Sorry?
You can't throw out a we are with a pause in there. Sorry, my brain has been wired since I was like 6. The answer is Penn State.
All right. We are getting close to our first new 4-star Crash of the Titans since Sandman in February. He's excited. And that auto sell for stuff on the Vine, wondering if we'll get a little message or something when it evaporates into ISO. I don't know, but I'll be able to tell you in 2 days when my first one expires, because I don't think I'm going to be able.
You absolutely do.
To do it.
You get a big pop-up message that says, hey, here's some ISO.
I feel like
you already got it. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like you showed me. One of you two showed me this weekend.
I showed it to you. Ray has not arrived yet.
Ah, sorry.
So there you go. D-Wing Illinois says, Craig has a hair thing, so he watches most of Tangled on a loop then? I don't know what Tangled is. Okay. So he provides customer service via email, and there is a tag at the bottom that indicates how they got to the website to send the email in. He says, occasionally, it says DuckDuckGo. It never says Bing. Craig's humanity is once again in question, though. Sauerkraut at all, much less on a hot dog. See, I don't get that. I don't see how you can be that far against sauerkraut, but okay.
See, again, I don't eat sauerkraut.
Right.
Because I don't like the texture. However, the flavor of sauerkraut with a hot dog is delicious.
I'm too big of a fan of cabbage to dislike sauerkraut.
Yeah, sauerkraut's delicious.
He also said he's been playing D&D since 3rd edition. Having said that, when his 11-year-old daughter wants to play, he may need to learn new things. I would highly suggest it. 3.5 was okay, but 5th is really good.
Yeah, 3.5 had so many rules.
It did.
So many rules. I've been enjoying 5. It has some things that I, you know, would like a little bit more description on.
Yeah.
But it needs a little bit more rules for you know, stealth and invisibility and things that need to be cleared up some. But
he also said if Kitty and Peter have a kid, that would technically be the easiest birth ever, right? Because Kitty could just phase him out. and he also said that he did a spit take around the bubble sound that I put in. Thanks. I always like influencing people with sound effects. Jeff Duggan says he is going to go out on a limb with the D&D editions here. 3rd is the one edition he skipped. He happens to like 4th. Because of the power structure, structure was easy to do. Greens, you know, once a turn. Reds, you could use once a fight. Blacks, once a day. It made sense. In my mind, they reminded me of what you would do to make a video game, because it was the powers were, you know, so structured. You could put them video game.
But what I liked about 4th is that it gave your people whose job was to swing a sword the ability to do more than just swing a sword.
Yeah, that was actually his next point about 4th edition, was that it was the it solved the linear fighter and quadratic wizard problem. It gave something for the fighters to do apart from just hit it with my sword.
Yeah, it was just nice that the fighter could be like, you know, I hit my sword and I also move them. I also, you know, do something else.
Yeah, I think they've corrected that a little bit in 5th, though, because you've got more things to do. You've got maneuvers and
maneuver.
Exactly. Ryan, I don't know how you pronounce that, said, Ian, you should get a Steam Link and the new Android Link app so that you can play MPQ on your phone. Although, I know you don't have an Android.
But thank you for the tip.
Perandiak said that I thought that was this was cute. Gwenpool's Sploits. He made a cover photo for his Alliance Facebook page and put the Sploits breakdown on the Alliance Facebook page. So all you have to do is go to the Facebook page and you can see what powers you need to use. I thought that was a cute idea.
You know, if someone could send it to me as like wallpaper for my iPad, then I would just have to minimize the game, look at the chart, and then bring the game back up.
Yeah, it doesn't really work though because you still got the icons everywhere in front.
Yeah, I can take everything off the front page.
Okay. Just put MBQ on the front page.
Yeah, move everything else to page 2.
He also said Diablo 2. He only ever played the Necromancer. Okay. And he said
That's a solid choice.
Corpse Explosion on the cow level was sublime.
Moo.
And his comment on D&D, he says he started playing Pathfinder because he liked 3rd and 3.5, but 4th and then the fast change to 5th just irritated him and he refused to touch them. That sounds a little bit, you know, Craig-ish of you, but all right.
I don't think it was that quick a switch. We played 4th a while.
Yeah. Yeah, we...
I mean,
we,
granted, 2nd edition was out for... What, 15 years until 3rd edition came out or something? But there was a big break there.
Pega Unisuscorn. I messed that name up.
Pega Unisuscorn.
Sussicorn. There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, I got it right the first time, just not this time. He said, more bad cartoon voice impressions, please. Also, he's noticed there's less singing and more placement of the actual song over song references, which I salute as that is going the extra mile and probably took some behind the scenes negotiations, or maybe I'm reading too much into it. No, there was no, I like drowning Craig out, so.
Heaven's a Murgatroyd.
Exit stage left.
Exit stage left.
And on that note, that is all that Willie brought us. It was quite a bit, though. Thanks, everyone. And thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
Indeed. That was intense.
All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up.
There you go.
Got it. Killed that.
What you got, Ian?
Let me tell you about the... boosted characters of the week, brought to you as always by Mystify. And brought to me as always by UNC Samurai. So, 3 stars. Falcon is boosted this week. He's okay.
Character.
Yeah, he's a character. I used to use him all the time when I started playing and then I stopped. But.
Because you got a second character.
No, I used to like using him with Black Panther and Blade back in the day. He was they were a fun combo for me. But then you're right, then I got other characters and it was less fun. But he's okay. Red Wing is what it's all about. When that little guy hops around and eats up other people's countdown tiles and strike tiles and other things you don't want out there, that's the way to go. So I don't know how that'll be affected by the boost. Not at all, I imagine. Also, Psylocke, recently reworked. Not enough so that I could tell you a whole lot about her or how she can be useful, but her powers are cheap, which is nice. So, this might be a week to test her out and see if she's gotten any better. Quicksilver. A lot of people really stand behind Quicksilver. I don't care for him.
I always use him for the Cassilius fights.
Does he do something that related
to
that?
He moves tiles around.
Does that help to destroy them somehow?
Yeah, because if you batch away Cassilius's things, he takes damage.
Right, okay. There's a good use for him. There you go. Use him against Cassilius during strange sights. So if that happens this week, you're in luck. You'll be boosted. Ragnarok. I don't want to risk my usual saying of he's been recently reworked. And by recently, I mean sometime within the last 3 years. He's okay.
He is definitely not recently reworked. That's been a long time.
Yeah, he used to be devastating.
When he was blowing up the middle columns instead of random column. His thunderclap's cheap and his heal is nice. And lastly, can you feel this one, Craig? Can you pander the people and give them a mundane task in a hilarious cartoon voice?
I didn't even realize she was boosted. Let's see, wind formed my hair into a Moloch.
So Mohawk is boosted this week. She puts out some strike tiles and blows up team up tiles. Is that what yellow does?
Yes, yellow blows up team up tiles.
Yeah, I knew it did something. And green does a lot
The boss events where, yeah, she does a lot of damage. She hangs out with Kamala Khan and Hulk.
Yeah, I've seen her do that before. You kind of
get that little infinite going.
Yeah, so this is a lot of underpowered 3 stars this week. So if you don't have a good 4-star roster this week, looks like you're out of luck. Let me tell you about the 4 stars, which are a ton better, with a few exceptions. Everybody's favorite nuke, Ghost Rider, is boosted. He has been recently reworked in my mind to make his red and green abilities marginally better than they were.
But that's a true story.
Yeah, but his black is still what it's all about. It's all about absorbing as much damage as possible, multiplying it by 200, and sending it back in the other direction.
Two of your snot-nosed jockeys that fly by my tower, over 400 knots, I want some butts. The pattern is full.
Yes. Nick Fury's boosted. They fixed his yellow. It's a lot less work to use. You don't have to have 5 in every category to get it to do all the good things it's supposed to do.
That was rough.
Yeah. So he's okay. He's as okay as he's ever been. Max Punisher. Let me... I think he's better than I think he is. I just don't have a lot of him, so I don't have a whole lot of experience with him. I know he...
Boosted the strike tiles.
What's that?
He boosts the strike tiles.
Oh, does he?
That's his job. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does. His blue boosts the strike tiles. He puts out his own strike tiles. He stuns your own guys. That's helpful. But his black does a good deal of damage, and his green does an okay amount of damage. So
He's got all those animations with all those guns.
He does have a lot of good animations. So Max Pun's okay. Rolk's here. He's boosted. Red Hulk is I don't think he's top tier anymore, but he's still one of my favorite 4 stars.
Yeah, it used to be.
Yeah. His ability to steal all the enemy green AP, give himself 7 green AP at the same time, and then do, what is like, I don't know, it's like 8 or 9,000 AoE?
Yeah, 9,000 something sounds right.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to be boosted. It'll probably be quite a bit boosted. And his red just does some accidental board shake if you get hit. But yeah, he was one of my first champion 4 stars. He's still one of my favorites. Venom. Let's talk about Venom. Did he get reworked? Does he do something? I remember when he came out. I don't know if he's gotten better. Yellow does like a lot of damage, but then puts out some protect tiles, I think. Does anybody use... What's happening?
Laughing about the fact that people are sad that we didn't break into the Lisa Simpson bit.
Uh-oh. Gamma Siphon.
They said he's braces.
Gamma Siphon? Playoffs? Talking about playoffs?
Is that what we're talking about here? Playoffs?
Playoffs?
Venom. He does nothing if you use him. He does everything if the computer uses him. That's my experience.
Okay.
Yeah. When I have him, I'm like, I don't understand this at all. The computer uses him, and he goes, look, have some shields, have some shields, have some shields. I've killed you. Have some more shields. And I'm like, what just happened? I had all these shields.
I think the theory is he hurts you, gives you shields. He uses his black to debuff those shields so he can continue the cycle.
Yeah.
And then the amount of useless shields that you have on the board will affect how much damage his green does.
Yeah. Just
so there's a plan. It's just a little, it takes a while to get there. He's like one of those Family Circus cartoons where they show the map of how Billy got from point A to point B. And he's just as funny. So, in conclusion, Venom, Red Hulk, Max Punisher, Nick Fury, and Ghost Rider are your boosted 4 stars of the week. Believe me now and listen to me later. Brought to you, as always, by Mystify.
Listen to me now and believe me later.
Well, I can't get both halves right. I'm sorry. We got the first half down, so now I got to throw the second half in the garbage.
Let's move on to the... slightly less painful vine brought to you by this vine. I gotta log into my game here. Hold on.
Now it's you?
Don't worry. It's still me. Grinch reminded me like an hour ago to get started on logging into the game, and I was like, haha, I'm gonna disregard your helpful advice.
So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 Lokis that are going away. A 2-star Widow and a 2-star Storm. End of line.
Who were the important ones? It was too fast. I couldn't keep up.
Loki.
Oh,
Loki.
So same as last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the Lokis.
Sure. I have two star Captain Marvel who will not cooperate with me. I have her at a 055. I cannot get red for her, so I've got a ton of her. She's just going to be dying off slowly, which is why I said if you're curious about that, whether or not there's a message, I'll be seeing it here soon. More importantly, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 Doc Ocks dying on the vine, so I will be waiting for that black so that I can finally get him taken care of.
Is that going to be full covers, and then those are going to be his first couple champion levels?
Exactly.
All right. That's happy news.
Yeah, it's fantastic timing. I couldn't believe the black. When you said Doc Ock, it was black. I was very happy.
He's like, what? I'm awake? Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Woke me up for the show. Other than that, what is it? 2-star Thor. I've got a 2-star Thor that needs some coaching to get around, but he's all right. It's all the Captain Marvels that are the problem. I have 14 covers dying on the vine.
Wow. So, that's impressive.
Yeah. Anyway, that is it for me.
Oh, my vine is tidy as usual. I've got a blue angel and some 2-star blue caps dying. Other than that, I have lots of room to add covers where they are needed. So I'm faced with no peril as of right now. And now that I know that I can just let these guys sit here until they turn themselves into ISO, so I don't have to do any extra clicking and I can save all that energy. Oh yeah, that's the life.
Nice.
So yeah, that's it. That's my vine. Brought to me as always. This vine.
All right, let's open up something else that we won't be able to use. That'll be fun. Who wants to open something?
Definitely me.
Hit it.
I still haven't figured out how to... Let's see. Let's go left fist. All right, it's a 5-star. That's not super helpful for me, but it's still awesome.
Woohoo!
Got me a brand new Captain America. Man without a country.
Hey, good times.
True. Let's see. That takes my 5-star cap to please buy a roster slot.
Yeah, but you got hero points.
I do. I'm flush with hero points. Ever since I overcame the hero point dry spell, I've been staying on the good side of hero points ever since. And now I have I don't know where that... you know, goes in his cover order, but I think I have him at a 0-1-0.
All righty, Craig?
All right, I will poke him here, and I got myself one sad-looking Jane Foster.
That's unexpected.
That was. which gets her up to level 273. And now Ray will open all the 5-stars. Go ahead.
Well, we'll see. I can hope for the best here.
I feel like he's going to get a 2-star Captain Marvel out of it. That would make me laugh.
I'm going to give him a knockout blow to that hairy chin of his.
Yeah.
Nope, 4-star, not a 5.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay.
Locked and up. It is, no, Kraven the Hunter.
Safari Joe does it again.
Oh, man. Wow. So I, yes?
I really made out this week. I stole everybody's mojo.
Yeah.
Suck it, Jones.
You got me mojo.
So I have a story from Jeff Duggan. So it's a super short story. Okay. But he said that his son, once I can talk, his son started playing MPQ about a week and a half ago. And after most of a week of playing, he entered the Web Wonder event and managed to beat the first day's trivial wave node. And he said, hey, Dad, I got a Web Wonder token. And as soon as he did, Jeff said, neat, don't, but got cut off. And his kid yelled out, it's America Chavez.
Oh!
So his 1-star roster now has a red America Chavez.
America! Yeah!
Which is a fantastic character.
Yeah, she's great.
But interesting for a 1-star roster.
Yeah, she'll be punching stuff something fierce, though.
Yeah, yeah. Right away, in my Steam account, I right away got a Bucky Barnes. And I would have taken that America anytime over him. Because of him, 4-star on a like the 1-star roster, not so good. So anyway, wanted to throw
thanks,
that
out. Thanks, this guy.
Yeah.
This guy.
This guy, bringing you tokens for many an episode. I don't know how many, because I haven't counted.
Lots.
Yeah.
I hope you're doing well in your other alliance, this guy. I secretly miss you. But I do have someone named Cthulhu in my alliance, and I pretend like it was formerly known as Cthulhu from this game.
Nice.
All right. I feel like he doesn't have any like exclusive rights to that net handle, so I'm sure it's not him and can literally be anybody. But I like to pretend.
Ian, hit me with the podcast network.
Podcast.
All right, moving on. So
we are part of a podcast network that's known as the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. If your free time or commute needs some more podcasts, check out soon-to-be-named-network.com for a variety of great options, including this show and many others. We have direct links at puzzlewarriors3.com, or you could go directly to soon-to-be-named-network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Hey, Joe, Hanna-Barbera comics. Just saying.
I thought we covered that.
Yeah, but he should have me back on his show again so I can talk about them.
Ah, gotcha.
We did that last time. It's a good time.
Do it, Doug.
It made his show really long and made I think, his partner sad because Joe and I talk too much. But
in the same way that it makes me sad when the two of you start talking, I enjoy it the first time around, not the editing time around.
All right, so anything else for the good of the order?
I am no good.
All right.
I'm well, thanks.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for joining us here on the show. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the website. You can go there. You can click on Amazon, buy yourself some Father's Day presents.
Woo!
Buy Ian some Father's Day presents.
Double woo!
And then, we can do some stuff. Comments, suggestions, our website, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, the D3 forums, or shoot us a line, or not a line, we don't use that one. Shoot us a Discord message, or a Twitter thing, or a Facebooky, or an email, or something.
I don't think a Facebooky is a thing.
Head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag. That's what happens when you don't pay up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They give you the Facebookie.
The Facebookie's got a 6-point VIG running.
He shows up with the brass knuckles on and
hired goons. They're going to break your legs.
Takes care of some stuff. Yeah. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, oh, he's always after me Lucky Charms.
I knew that was
good. Good night, everybody.
Oh, is still that another callback? I was going to say, it's another callback to the UK Avengers. I'm sorry already. I regretted it immediately. Bye, friends.
Ooh, good
night. That was creepy.
Oh, I've killed Ian.
I do.
Now he's got the plague.
I'm glad I'm sitting down. I got super lightheaded. Down I go.
How did he die? Well, he laughed and coughed, and his brain just exploded.
It is. It's like a more mundane version of Pop Rocks and Coke.
But we have it on an audio recording, though, so you can't fight it with the insurance.
All right. Bye, friends.
I'm hitting stop now.
Do it, Doug.